There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Lots going down in the NBA as the trade deadline is upon us. Let me start with a three-team trade involving Oklahoma City, Utah, and Detroit. So this three-team trade, OKC will send Reggie Jackson to Detroit and Kendrick Perkins to Utah, while the Jazz sends Enes Kanter to the Thunder as the Pistons send Kyle Singler to OKC. Also a trade, Milwaukee has sent Brandon Knight to Phoenix. The Bucks will get in return Michael Carter Williams and Tyler Ennis. Earlier today, also, Phoenix has sent Goran Dragic to Miami with multiple picks being sent back in return. Portland acquired Aaron Aflalo from Denver in a package, including five players and a first-round pick. So lots going on in the NBA, and we'll get you updated on everything that happens as it comes available to us. There's still a lot going on, and looking at Twitter, it seems like there could be some more big deals coming through as well. We'll get you updated on everything. Dan will monitor stuff as well as it happens throughout the course of the show. The Blackhawks lost in a shootout to the Red Wings last night. Tomorrow they host Colorado. Marian Hossa sat out of today's morning skate, and the Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis. They trail Nashville by 9. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow. They play at Detroit. They are third in the Eastern Conference. Washington sits in the fourth seed, just one game back, and Cleveland trails by a game and a half. Pitchers and catchers report today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin workouts tomorrow as well. NFL Combine's underway, workouts beginning tomorrow. And back to the NBA, one note, former Portland Trailblazer Jerome Kersey has passed away at the age of 52. Kersey played 17 seasons, winning a championship with the Spurs in 1999. One other NBA note on the trade front, Kevin Garnett has waived his no-trade clause for a deal that would send him back to Minnesota, and we wish him all the luck in the world. This Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Grill House by David Burke in Schaumburg, and it's wonderful, by the way. Join the Score live from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2015 Chicago Auto Show. Stop by and check out the full lineup of exciting new Toyotas. Check out the stylish and smart Toyota RAV4. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by your Chicagoland Mercedes-Benz dealer. Boers and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
They're not dumb about anything. That sense will carry them a long way. Although I'm not particularly interested in knowing what quarterbacks they're talking to, but whatever. As long as you know what you've invited in town.
It's always a little strange when you know that they're interested in a bad quarterback. But if they, as long as they know he's bad, and maybe they want to make him the starter, and maybe they're okay with having an inexpensive bad veteran starter for a year. Maybe they're okay with having him just be a delightful guy around the team and a nice backup they feel they can trust. All that matters is that they actually know he's bad.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Larry is in Skokie, and he's on WSCR.
This is Larry from Skokie. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello there. I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yes, Larry.
You guys are kind of being frigid to callers today, kind of about as cold as it is outside, huh?
What you got, Larry?
I think this is Ted Phillips telling Gay that he can't get rid of Cutler.
Larry, first of all, Gase is the offensive coordinator. Ryan Pace is the general manager.
I guess I'll take your word for it.
That's a good, all right. good idea on your part.
That was quite a call, indeed.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the Score.
Dan Bernstein.
I love him. Jeez.
I'm Terry Boers.
I'm working with a guy that is an idiot.
That's not a wake.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, 205 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yeah, I'd ask yourself that question. Why? Why is it that I think we make perfectly cogent points about a lot of things? Not always. Not always. But the Bears thing seems so easy. Why do you get guys like that? Who willfully don't understand anything, don't even know who the general manager is, don't know anything, and that we're idiots and he's right. I mean, there's something about talking about the Bears that brings out people that don't know anything. And I'm sorry that if that sounds bad, it's meant to be bad. I mean, for the guys, you know, you're welcome to call, but have a clue. Have something. Have an inkling of what's going on.
That's too much to ask too
often. I know
often.
It is. I know. I understand that. I understand. It must be because it seems like this is the most difficult thing in the world to understand what the Bears are doing. I mean, and again, no guarantees. Your coach is much better than anybody you've had in a really long time. General manager, they don't know anything about. First shot at it. People around the league think a lot of him. Doesn't mean anything about instant success, but you know what's failure. You know what failure looks like. You should have a really good look. In your mind's eye, you should have a real idea of what failure looks like.
And for those asking about the Bulls and why they aren't getting in on any of the action here, they're not making a move. All they're looking at is the buyout market, trying to see who might get bought out of a deal and who might be available. And then Kevin Martin came up, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
And he's got a very strange shooting form that you wouldn't teach anybody, but they often go in, and he can help be a floor spreader for you, but the Bulls did not make any deals at the deadline, which is okay.
I mean, when you look at that roster, and if they're all healthy, and there's still no guarantees because it's very possible that Atlanta's better, it's possible Cleveland's better, very possible, but I don't think you need anything, to be honest with you. I'm not interested in the kind of guys you're talking about, the floor-spreading guy that does nothing for me. I'm not really interested. I mean, the Bulls have shown you how good they can be. We've seen snippets of it. Have we seen it consistently? Yeah, once in a while, but for the most part, not really. But that doesn't mean they're not really good. They got plenty of guys. Plenty of guys that can do damage. Plenty of bigs. Plenty of guys who can defend. And a guy that plays guard, that when he plays guard at a very high level, then they're really difficult to beat.
Yeah, trying to monitor everything that's going on in the NBA right now. Adrian Wojnarowski says Milwaukee has traded guard Brandon Knight to Phoenix. Traded Isaiah Thomas to the Celtics. New York traded Pablo Prigioni to the Rockets. Philadelphia traded KJ McDaniels to Houston for Kanan?
And a
second-round pick. Boy, this is craziness. There's all sorts of
bums flying everywhere.
Yeah, this is really, I mean, I didn't expect this much. I mean, I thought there'd be a few deals here and there, but, well, I understand that when you read some of those names, you know why their team wants to get rid of them. What you can't figure out is that why anybody wants them.
Right.
You know, you know those names.
But you know in the NBA there's always a...
Yeah,
there's a contractual,
contractual
reason where somebody is going to feel that they're closer
to a
championship.
Because that's a whole list of bums you're giving me there. That's
well,
a
not
lot
entirely.
Of
I mean, Isaiah Thomas is a nice player.
Meh.
And
meh.
As part of the Brandon Knight trade, Milwaukee gets Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumlee. Boy, we're going to need new rosters. This is...
Holy crap.
There's a lot going on. And the Sixers are getting the Lakers pick that was owed to the Suns, protected 1-5 this year as part of the Carter Williams deal with the Bucks and the Suns. I'm lost. I'm sorry. I'm completely lost. I need to write all this down.
My God. I am lost.
So the Sixers are like tripling down on the tanking, right?
Yeah, they've won too many games already. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So Milwaukee's really weird. Long
I was
now.
Just going to say, now, if you add Michael Carter-Williams to Milwaukee, they're a handful. They were already a handful.
And Plumlee replaces crazy Larry Sanders.
Well, Larry Sanders, nobody's interested. He might be done. That was a guy on the come, too, and then he had the drug issues, and now he's not interested in playing. Wow. So they've got
Michael Carter-Williams was playing lights out for a long time this
year.
Add
him in with Greek Freak and everything that they've got going on?
Yeah, their record says they're a problem. And I would not have given you a dime's worth of chance with Jason Kidd. I was not impressed.
I did tell you, let the record show. I did say before the season that I thought that they would be at the very least interesting. And then after I saw them early in the year, I didn't think it would be this fast, and I certainly thought after the Jabari Parker injury that they wouldn't have stayed this good, but I'll be damned. Jason Kidd might have all kinds of issues, but I think he's a pretty good coach.
You know what? I guess that we don't have a lot to choose from here when you look at his coaching record, but he certainly knows how to find players. They know how to get guys. Maybe they are a problem.
Jake in Orland Park, you are on the score.
Hey, guys, just wanted to talk a little bit about Robin Ventura. You know, last year we hear a lot about how bad the bullpen was. What about Robin's kind of management of the bullpen and what impact that might have had, and especially with all the veteran acquisitions that were made this offseason? It seems like this team's in win.
This team's in what? See, the team's in wint?
Is that what he said?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
But remember, we're too mean to our listeners. Keep that in mind, would you? What the hell this guy's talking about?
No, I hadn't really thought about it.
I hadn't either. I sort of... The White Sox stopped being interesting...
After about a month.
No,
month and a half?
No, I lasted a little bit longer than that. July, maybe, after the All-Star break, it was kind of...
I think Robin Ventura probably is a... Bottom line, I don't think he's costing you wins. I don't think he's Ned Yost. I don't think he's gaining you any wins. I think he's probably a wash.
Okay.
So I don't spend a lot of time worrying about him. He was bunting too much for a while, and I think he might have gotten that out of his system.
Yeah.
We'll see if he's too tempted to use your guy Beckham. But Robin's not going to reinvent the game, but I don't think he's going to be the limiting factor in the White Sox being good.
No, and it's a perfect year to do this, because if you want to take a look at it, and now you get an up-close look at one of the best managers, if not the best manager in the game, looks like. You can get an up-close look at it. You'll see plenty of Cubs baseball next year. You will get a close look at what the best looks like.
So Oklahoma City now got Cantor and DJ Augustine. Okay, well, that helps them, because that's the kind of backup point that helps them.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Boy, we got to sort through some of this stuff. I think the East got better.
Well, look, if I'm running Oklahoma City, if I'm running the Thunder, I ought to be running Oklahoma City and the Thunder, truth be told. And my best player, just a couple years out from walking out on me, is mad that the talent level sucks. And, yeah, we're not as good as people. I'm going to do something.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. He's mad for the wrong reasons. They need a new coach. And Durant can say what he wants about loving his coach and all that. But if you're appeasing him by keeping a bad coach, then you're making a big mistake.
Well, I look.
And if Durant's so dumb he can't realize his coach is bad, I don't care.
I understand what you're saying, but the fact is that that's what he believes. It doesn't make any difference that his coach is bad. Yeah, I don't think he's much either. But the fact is he thinks, personnel-wise, they can't win with what they have. I mean, I don't want him to walk, because if he walks in 2 years, you're finished. You were done.
Well, I don't think you need to be trying to appease him now by adding Enes Kanter. I think he has to understand that you got to give yourself a better chance to win, and you probably should have gotten rid of this coach a while ago. Because nobody in the league thinks he's any good.
But he doesn't. He doesn't. I'm going to do everything I can to appease him.
Yeah. I think he's leaving anyway.
You do?
Yeah.
No matter what. Where's he going?
Well, he said Washington.
Ooh, that's a problem.
In Northbrook, Paul is on
that's
the score.
A problem.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Agree with you for the most part, but Dan, yesterday you said something that I kind of disagree with and want to, you know, talk to you about it. You said on a couple occasions or on one of the segments that it doesn't matter, you know, like if the Bears trade or cut Cutler or trade or cut, you know, Marshall, because next season really doesn't matter. And as a season ticket holder, you know, I think it matters to all of us out there. I mean, I think it's
No. As a season ticket holder, all you should care about is, are they moving closer to winning a title?
Yeah, but I demand that they put a good product on the field.
No, that is the wrong thing to demand. That is wrong. If that the only thing you are in a position to demand is that they do everything that they can do to win a championship. If you go to the games or not, if you buy your tickets or not, do whatever you want to do. But if you say, I'm demanding they put a decent product on the field, wrong demand, dumb demand. You should demand that they're doing everything they can do to win Super Bowls, plural. And if it means having to bite the bullet for a season, and maybe you don't want to go to the games as badly.
Yeah, unless you're being held captive.
Tough.
You know, unless somebody's forcing you, driving you to the games and making you watch.
You know what? And seriously, this whole thing about imbuing yourself with some kind of power because you're a season ticket holder, whether they don't care if you go to the games or not, and they don't care if you buy your tickets or not. If you have a problem, sell your tickets. Don't buy them. Stay home. It doesn't give you any power. Somebody else will buy those tickets. It doesn't make you special.
The waiting list remains pretty
stop
long.
Stop that. Everybody got to stop that. I'm a season ticket holder. Nobody cares if you're a damn season ticket holder. Cares. You don't want to go, don't go. And if you're so dumb that you think a team trying to be mediocre just so you get in a car and go to a game is the right thing to ask of your team, then you're just a bad fan.
I hope he clarified that for you. Take a load of that with you.
There's a season ticket holder.
Yeah, there's a million guys waiting for those season tickets, and unless you're being held captive and somebody's driving you to the game and making you watch, you don't have to go. But if you don't understand what the team is doing, if you don't see what they're doing, then really we can't help you.
But it's beyond that. It's understanding what the team's responsibility to you is. You and every other fan. They don't have a special responsibility to a season ticket holder any more than they do a guy who likes to sit and watch with one eye at the end of the bar. Maybe he has one eye.
I know this guy. I know the guy who sits with one eye. Yeah. He's an old buddy of mine. Uh-huh.
There's no. They don't owe you anything more. You entered into a transaction where you purchased a ticket. That's all. Hate that.
Yeah, you purchased a ticket, not a lifestyle.
I've been a season ticket holder for 40 years. Don't care. They don't care either.
You know why? They rich.
Southside, Oliver, you're on the score.
Hey, how you doing? I was wondering, can anybody explain to me the near pathological attraction the Bulls have to Kurt Heinrich? In the Tribune today, Casey Johnson had a little sidebar where he stated that Thibodeau mentioned without solicitation that the Bulls are 11-5 in games which Kurt plays more than 30 minutes. That's a meaningless stat. I've never heard one.
You could not be more right, Oliver. That is absolutely meaningless, and I think you could probably cherry-pick stats. I'd like to see what their record is when he doesn't play at all.
Better.
It might be.
I mean, time is stuck on him because he plays defense, and he does the little things that somebody else would do. But you know what? This year, by the numbers, I don't care what those are. Awful. He's awful. He is like the guy at the end of the bar with one eye. He is that guy. That's the latest injury. can't see.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan, but he's...
Yeah, but this is the trail of...
tears.
Yeah, this is not going anywhere.
He can't play anymore.
Can't play. He can't play.
And give his minutes to
but
somebody
he's a
else.
Season ticket holder.
As a season ticket holder, and therefore more powerful than mortal men, I demand the following from the Chicago Bears.
And he waited a day to tell you.
Or you know what I'm going to do?
Why?
I'm not going to be a season ticket holder anymore. And then somebody else will be.
Wait a day. You made powerful. Him stew for a day. Look at your radio power. You made the guy angry for a day.
Cody Westerlin just said, when Heinrich doesn't play,
yeah.
The Bulls are 8-2.
That's what I thought.
And when he plays 24 minutes or fewer, they're 16-6.
Again, eye patch and a leg missing.
Wait, hold on. Now you chopped off a leg?
I chopped off a leg. You watched them, somebody did.
You can't do that. That's not nice. All right. Come say hello to us here. You're stopping by the auto show. We are at the Toyota Sports Quarter. Did you know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
The Scores Bears experts are live from the 2015 NFL Combine. Zach Zaidman, Dan Durkin, Hobartish, and Patrick Manley all reporting live and bringing you the latest on who the leading candidates are for the Bears pick in the upcoming draft. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. New York Knicks Carmelo Anthony is going to be out for the rest of the year. He needs knee surgery, but not before he battled gamely for 30 minutes in a meaningless All-Star game. Dude has a significant knee injury. He knew it, and he knew that it would require surgery, but he played 30 minutes and he jacked it up 20 times before he shut it down for the rest of the year. That's a bad look, Melo. That's a bad decision, given that that team has more than $100 million invested in you. I hope that surgery goes perfectly. You do all your rehab, and you're ready to go when camp opens up next year, or you handle this all wrong. And by the way, had you done the right thing and said that you couldn't go because you owed it to your team and organization, nobody would have said jack. Nobody would have said anything other than Melo finally did the right thing, except he didn't. I'm Jim Rome.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
The downhill run of the season begins with a single step into Viking Ski Shop, where right now their midwinter clearance sale means you'll save on all 2014 and 2015 ski and snowboard equipment. Viking Ski Shop is known far and wide for their selection, and right now you'll find all that great gear at incredible markdowns. Skis, snowboards, bindings, and more. Clearance priced. All the latest styles of clothing, parka, sweaters, fleece, and pants, 20 to 40% off. Gloves, goggles, sunglasses, and other accessories, clearance priced. And everything comes with that famous Viking fit. Service and selection for 48 years. Shop Viking's midwinter clearance sale and make the rest of the season better for a whole lot less. Viking Ski Shop. Start here, and there's no telling where you'll end up. Save now during Viking's midwinter sale. 3422 West Fullerton in Chicago and 131 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Or call 773-276-1222.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not riding the L train during rush hour. I'm hunting whales with the crew of the Pequod. I can feel the cold air on my face and the icy spray of the Atlantic crashing against the bow. The smell of rotting blubber fills my nostrils. There she blows, boys! Dead ahead! It's the white whale! This is my stop. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry.
Audible. Stories that surround you. More than 180,000 audio titles and your first download is free at audible.com. Click to start.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or DM-80031.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Yeah, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
And is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's 227 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boys and Bernstein, it's a lively day here, I'll tell you that.
It's like old home week for you. Everybody's got some sort of connection to your youth.
I know. It's odd. And I never really had a youth. But that I didn't pay for. But I think there's a, yeah, there it is a, this last guy here, driver's ed teacher. And I said, no wonder they suck in Tinley Park. No wonder they're awful.
Oh, I thought it was your driver's ed
teacher. No, my driver's ed teacher, you know what I did when I did you take driver's ed in high school?
I did.
Yeah. I had this problem.
We took it privately, however, because at the time...
No, we took it during school.
Well, here's the thing. They taught it at Deerfield, but at the time, they were teaching two-footed driving.
They were teaching one foot on the brake and the other foot on the accelerator. And my parents didn't want, and a lot of parents didn't want people learning that way, especially people who were going to learn to drive stick.
The guy that taught me to drive was a, this, you probably know this because you know everything, a longtime Big Ten referee, Verl Sell.
That name I don't know. I don't
big guy. He was my my driver's ed teacher, and he was a guy that you didn't want mad at you. He was just a, you know, that kind of guy. I love the guy, but, you know, I hit a mailbox. I turned the corner
Paul
and hit a
mailbox.
Yeah, with that's right. I hit a mailbox. I guess it was just a harbinger, but I did hit a mailbox during the driver's ed thing, and that gave me a bad reputation. That's not why I failed the test twice, though.
Why'd you fail the test twice?
Couldn't parallel park.
Oh, well, don't live in the city then.
I can now.
I don't think you can. I think that's something that can't be taught. That's a natural thing. Either you have the ability to parallel park or you don't. It's like spotting a hairpiece. That's okay. Although I kind of grew into that. That's something that one day I realized I was starting to become my father, because if there is a hairpiece in a room, I can identify it immediately. Like on someone's head. I don't know if it's like being hidden.
Well,
I
don't know where else it would be.
Even if you think you have the best toupee in the world,
you'll sniff it out.
Yeah, if you spent, I don't care how many untold thousands of dollars on the world's greatest toupee, I will be able to walk up and look at you and know you have a toupee on.
How about any of these three guys here? These unattractive dudes.
No, that's
any toupees on these guys?
Certainly not that guy.
No.
But
that's too bad.
I'll tell you. If I see one, I'll give you the look.
Yeah, we've done that here before, you have.
Well, you saw some guy
from a distance, he's got a toupee on. I can't even see the guy.
Nope. I've got a sense for it. I'm great at it.
Okay.
It's a completely unmarketable skill, having toupee-dar, but it's just, I'm just great at it.
This is a good place for it.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good place for it.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's game. All right, trade deadline has passed. I'm going to do my best to inform you on everything that's happened, and there was a ton. In a three-team trade, OKC sends Reggie Jackson to Detroit and Kendrick Perkins to Utah, while the Jazz send Enes Kanter to the Thunder, as the Pistons send Kyle Singler to OKC. And apparently that Kendrick Perkins contract should be bought out pretty soon. Philly traded KJ McDaniels to Houston for Isaiah Cannon and a second-round pick. Milwaukee sent Brandon Knight to Phoenix. The Bucks have acquired Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumless. The Suns traded Isaiah Thomas to Boston for Marcus Thornton and a 2016 first-round pick via Cleveland to Phoenix. The Suns have also sent the Dragic brothers to Miami for Danny Granger, Norris Cole, Sean Williams, Jordan Hamilton, and two first-round picks. Then Miami sent Williams.
God.
Then Miami sent Williams to New Orleans, with the Pelicans sending John Salmons to Phoenix. You want
still
that one again?
In the league?
Yeah, he was still in the league. Yeah,
you want that one more time?
No, we'll get it at top of the hour, won't we?
Well, I'll give it to you right now because that's a half hour away. You'll forget it by then. So the Suns have sent the Dragic brothers to Miami for Danny Granger, Norris Cole, Sean Williams, Jordan Hamilton, and two first-round picks. Miami sent Williams to New Orleans, with the Pelicans sending John Salmons to Phoenix.
Both Dragic's.
Yes, both Dragic's.
Goran and Zoran are off to Miami.
Off to Miami to party. Portland acquired Aaron Aflalo earlier today from Denver in a package including five players and a first-round pick. Kevin Garnett has waived his no-trade clause for a deal that would send him back to Minnesota. I can't even say it without laughing. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow when they play at Detroit. The Bulls, at the trade deadline, have got Kirk Heinrich, Mike Dunleavy, and Jimmy Butler is listed as probable for tomorrow's game. So that's good news. The Blackhawks, they lose in a shootout yesterday to the Red Wings, and tomorrow they host Colorado. Marian Hossa sat out of today's morning skate, probably just a regular day off. The Hawks are currently 3 points behind St. Louis, and they trail Nashville by 9. Pitchers and catchers report today in Mesa for the Cubs. White Sox staff reports tomorrow. The Cubs begin their workouts tomorrow as well, and NFL Combine's going on. Workouts start tomorrow as well. Busy day tomorrow. Busy day in the NBA. And if you want to know more, go to Twitter, go online. You know, you can read stuff. There's a lot of trades that happen. And as Rick Camp said earlier,
again.
Can
you go over all those trades again? I didn't catch all of them.
I forgot all the trades.
Yeah, so did I. As Rick said earlier, if you were a guard in the NBA, you basically got traded.
Okay.
Unless you're Kirk Heinrich or Derrick Rose. Or Jimmy Butler.
You don't trade him.
No. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on The Score is being presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abatacol, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 2:33, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Well, at least the NBA keeps you entertained.
Yeah, this is
holy crap.
Jalen from Rosemont says, at this moment, the only point guard on the Sixers is Isaiah Kanan, whose existence I first learned of 30 minutes ago. He's a rookie from Murray State who's played 15 minutes a game this year. He is the only point guard on the Sixers. Best as I can figure out, it appears the Sixers have 6 or 7 first-round picks in the next couple drafts and a bunch of second-rounders. It says, Phoenix getting Brandon Knight for Dragic isn't bad, given a little leverage they had. Michael Carter-Williams, Jabari Parker, and Giannis Antetokounmpo is a nice nucleus going forward for the Bucks. I agree that Cantor and Augustine are nice pieces for the Thunder. If that team is healthy and doesn't make it at least to the West Finals, firing Scott Brooks is the easiest coach firing since Brady Hoke.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been on fumes there coaching anyway. I think that's why he's so bad. He's actually on fumes. Rashad on the South Side, you're on the Score.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Rashad.
I just want to let you guys know I am a season ticket holder.
Oh, we all are.
But anyway, guys, I one of the things that I'm really, consciously optimistic about, and I think, Dan, you touched on this the other day, the foresight that we should have with this team as far as going forward is that we're probably looking at a 2 to 3 year window in which they're going to have to pretty much change the entire complexity of this team, including the foundation. And when you're talking about an old wide receiver, an old quarterback, an old running back, I'm thinking offense is not necessarily off of the board in the first round for the Bears. Am I crazy for thinking that?
Yeah, but based on past history, I wouldn't say crazy. And
there's a really good tackle there. That's it, though.
They won't indicate that anything is off the board.
Yeah.
But my gut, if I had to bet, I don't. But if I had to bet, I just think John Fox wants himself a pass rusher.
That's what he wants,
kind.
Rashad. And that's what he's going to do. That's what the man wants. That's what the man is going to go for. That's just me, though. I'm not John Fox.
You're not?
No.
Oh.
But I think that's what he's going to do.
Mike in the South Loop says, I agree that next year doesn't mean much in terms of wins and losses. Wouldn't making Matt Forte available for trade make the most sense for high return value? So I think Melvin Gordon would be an excellent fit in round 2. The Bears made the tragic mistake of having a top-paid quarterback and a top-paid running back. That's a death sentence in this league.
Look.
I don't think Matt Forte is going to generate that much interest.
Here's the thing. This is what I've heard, too. This is another dumb Bears thing that's out there about, you make this switch to a run-first team, I don't know what league you're watching, but that's what you want to do, and just pound the ball with Matt Forte.
He's not that kind of runner.
Your TV isn't working. The point of it was like Dallas did. You're comparing DeMarco Murray and Matt Forte?
And that line?
That's what they did. They built themselves a really good line. And that's the difference. They're 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, and they go to last year. But, you don't have anybody that's DeMarco Murray on your roster. This Bears thing makes people out of their damn fool minds.
We're talking about the length now of the Bucks adding Michael Carter-Williams. And they just typed into the screen here, this is the official wingspan of every starter on the Milwaukee Bucks. This is fingertip to fingertip now.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Carter-Williams, 6'7". Jabari Parker, 6'11". Greek Freak, 7'4". John Henson, 7'5". And Plumlee, 7'. That's covering a lot of passing lanes. That is long.
Yeah, I really do like Michael Carter-Williams. I think when you... they're a threat to the Bulls? At this point, yet?
Yet? Probably yet. Not. I don't think they're ready quite
growing
yet.
Growing into one?
Yeah, but I like them.
Uh-huh.
I like them. And sometimes you run into a playoff team that doesn't know it's not supposed to be ready yet.
Very possible.
Sometimes you see that, and maybe they're that team. Willie and Gurney, welcome to the Score.
Hi, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. Last summer in the postseason for baseball, Bernsie, you've educated the fans by explaining the different animal a baseball team is during the regular season versus the postseason. And I was wondering what you thought of the Chicago teams and their chances this summer.
Well, those are two separate, those are completely different questions.
I'm going to go out and have a smoke. Go ahead. You tell them you tell them that. Give them that answer.
What's going on today?
Just give them that answer.
I think that the Cubs will be in the fringe of wild card contention.
In the thick of things.
And I think the White Sox will at least be competitive into late August, early September for something. I don't know if they've got the horses, if they can overcome some of the holes that they still have. But maybe at the trade deadline they will. And maybe they'll find their way into competition too. But I would have the Cubs a couple games better. And the whole point of the postseason being different is it's a one game play in. You don't know. Yep. It's a coin flip. It's a crapshoot once you get into the playoffs. So there's no predicting. Even the smartest people in baseball, computers, numbers guys, all of them can't really find things that continue to correlate with postseason success based on how you did in the regular season.
Okay.
It's very hard to do.
Now, could you explain the Magna Carta for me?
I cannot.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It was.
All right. Well, I got no answer on the baseball question. I have no closure on that whatsoever.
Because there is no way of answering. I thought he was going somewhere with that first part of the question. And it had nothing to do with the second part of the question.
No, I think
both teams have improved and will be good.
You've got a shot. I mean, I don't know how good the shot is, but you've got a shot.
At the very least, baseball is relevant and should be watchable.
Yeah. Hey, look. The best manager in the game now sits in your place. He's right here. He's right here now with a very good young team. They're going to be in contention. The White Sox also should be in contention. Remember, the Tigers are no longer the big bad bully on the block. And I don't know if Cleveland's any good. If Corey Kluber is for real, then Cleveland's pretty good again. Because Terry Francona is a hell of a manager. So, I mean, they're there, but the White Sox are there. There's enough on this White Sox team, just with those first three starters, to put you in the thick of things. And I think that's where they will be. Much better at the back end of their bullpen now if Robin gets this thing set up right.
We're at the Auto Show. We'll be here tomorrow as well. Come say hello. The Boers and Bernstein Show. More to come on The Score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates, plus Auto Show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy pick.
The downhill run of the season begins with a single step into Viking Ski Shop, where right now their midwinter clearance sale means you'll save on all 2014 and 2015 ski and snowboard equipment. Viking Ski Shop is known far and wide for their selection, and right now you'll find all that great gear at incredible markdowns. Skis, snowboards, bindings, and more. Clearance priced. All the latest styles of clothing, parka, sweaters, fleece, and pants, 20 to 40% off. Gloves, goggles, sunglasses, and other accessories, clearance priced. And everything comes with that famous Viking fit. Service and selection for 48 years. Shop Viking's midwinter clearance sale and make the rest of the season better for a whole lot less. Viking Ski Shop. Start here, and there's no telling where you'll end up. Save now during Viking's midwinter sale. 3422 West Fullerton in Chicago and 131 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Or call 773-276-1222.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah. It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile, insurance made easy. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Niners part-time. talking about spends his offseason with the Niners. Hey, buddy! Oh, my God. Well, he told him to sleep. Then he didn't go to sleep. See, that's the problem. There it is. All right, you make heads or tails out of that. I'm too damn busy. I don't know what that is.
Now, we've got an angry texter who says, and this is addressed to you.
Ah,
Terry.
Yeah.
It's from the 269, and it says, Terry, you never talk about the Royals when you talk about the Central. Why the complete dismissal of a team that was 90 feet from winning the World Series? At worst, that's an over 500 wildcard team, right?
Wrong. No. And I mentioned him once, for the love of God. We haven't gone over anything other than like a little quick scouting on the Central. That's all we've done.
And I would say that I agree with the Pekota algorithm because I'm not necessarily just relying on numbers. But Pekota has them as a 90-loss team. And that's without even factoring in.
There you have your chalk on the Royals right there.
Their idiot manager.
Yeah, that's what it says. Here's your numbers and your idiot manager. There, have we talked about the Royals enough?
Yeah, I think they're the number one candidate for utter collapse. And I think that would just be terrific. I would have no problem with that. Because
well, that could well happen. That could well happen.
Idiot managers should not be redeemed by luck.
Yeah, idiot manager gives you a little tougher road to hoe when you start talking. Well, what do you have? Well, I have an, what do you start with? Idiot manager.
The 847 says, can you, Dan, explain the theory of relativity and why the Bulls keep playing Heinrich?
That's I'm waiting. Still waiting for that other guy's answer.
Calls we've had today.
Still waiting for all the answers.
Rogers Park, Black Talons on the score.
Hey, guys, a quick question.
Black Talon?
I've been around, guys.
All right.
Okay. Since Fox got named coach, I've heard a couple of callers call in, and they'll be concerned about what's going to go on next year, blah, blah, blah. And both of your answers is always next year doesn't matter. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't understand because, I mean, if next year generally, if it really doesn't matter, then who cares if you know, Jay Cutler's here or Brandon Marshall here? I mean, if next year doesn't matter, why don't they just wipe the slate clean?
Exactly.
That's what we would like to see him do.
That's exactly what I advocate.
Yeah, we'd load that.
Okay. So do you think that management and ownership really believes that next year doesn't matter?
Well, wait a second. There could be different things here. Ownership is different.
Okay.
I believe that ownership has empowered management to try to win the Super Bowl. And if, in fact, management believes that there has to be some short-term pain for long-term gain, they will do it and they will be allowed to do it. That's the truest answer to that exact question.
I mean, I don't think you can. I don't care what owner you are, and I think it's very difficult to look at this football disaster, then understand what kind of work you have to do here to get this thing back. You're changing defenses, you're changing coaches all over the place, you're changing offense. I mean, all of this stuff doesn't spell contender, doesn't spell Super Bowl next season. And nobody in their right mind would think so. So that's why. I mean, what you want to see is some of the draft picks or whatever else they do can actually play. There's not going to be enough to win a lot of games, I don't think, but can actually play. That you drafted guys or found guys that you say, there's a keeper. That's a piece of the Super Bowl team. That's all. I think if you're running this team or owning this team, you have to understand that. We say it doesn't matter. Well, maybe it matters to them, but the bigger picture is what it looks like. What did you find? What did you do during the offseason to get you closer to Super Bowl? Not that, you can win 7 games or 8 games. No, it doesn't matter how many they win. I mean, you've got so many positions you can identify and say, did we find anybody? For anybody who can do this?
You'd rather be good than bad. And it's possible they could be good. I'm also not saying that being bad is a goal in and of itself.
What about for season ticket holders?
To make them better faster. So there have been two misinterpretations here, one of which is this idea of tanking or doing it like the Cubs did.
No, they're not tanking.
No, they're not going to try to be bad to be bad. It may so happen that they're not as good because of what they're doing to try to sustain something that could be great. I just don't think this is really difficult to understand.
Yeah. You've got to identify a lot of players.
I'm a season ticket holder, and they've got a responsibility to be competitive.
There you go. That's all I really want. Now when you get back to that Sox question later on, too. That's all you want. I want them to see, draft good, draft well. Find some of these guys that have played defense for this Bears the last couple of years or last year, whatever. And some of them are going to be absolutely no use to you. I have no idea what you're going to do with them. But you have to understand what you're doing here. Maybe somebody that hasn't looked very good, hasn't looked, like NFL worthy at all, maybe they turn out under this defensive coach to be decent. I think there are some okay players in that defense that didn't play that way.
I hope.
That's what I think. Not many. Not many. I can give you a team full of them. And plus, you still need safeties.
They always need safeties.
Well, love of God, you had no safeties.
They never have safeties, though. How long has it been?
I don't know. A long damn time. So, I mean, I would you give him time? For the love of God, there's a lot of work to do here. Dr. Death left a path behind him. It's Katrina. You got to understand what's left here, what's been done, what's been paid.
So this is what Steve Rosenblum wrote that I gave the slow golf clap after I read it. And this was after finding out from a Bears source that indeed the Bears were dangling Jay Cutler and others to the rest of the league, trying to see what offers might be made. Rosenblum wrote, it's not just Jay Cutler, people. It's Brandon Marshall. It's everybody. It's the entire roster. The Bears garage sale is on. Make general manager Ryan Pace an offer, and you could be the lucky owner of Lamar Houston, as is. Every defensive purchase comes with a free safety. If you're an NFL team seeking a classic model, the Bears can slide you into a Matt Forte. Hums like he did in 2008. He's worth a second-round pick, such as the one the Bears used on him, but hey, we're all friends here. So make it a third-rounder. You got yourself 1,800 all-purpose yards. The Bears aren't advertising this offseason as everything must go, but even if it was, how much could it hurt a 5-11 team? The point of next season isn't necessarily to win. It's to bleed out. That starts with draining the roster, a task made easier when neither the new general manager nor coach are invested in a single player.
Very simple.
Right. Well,
very simple. And Forte, too. Absolutely. His deal is up. Absolutely.
Tom in Dubuque, you're on the score.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Tom.
I just wanted to talk about the Bears draft. Obviously, they need to address the defense first, but with Forte in his last year of his deal, and he's old and has a lot of miles on him, and they don't really know where Kadeem Carey is going to fit in, do you think with a deep running back class, kind of like last year's wide receiver class, that they could pick a running back from maybe the second to fourth round?
Sure. Why not?
Very possible.
Like, Todd Gurley, he might go a little bit lower.
Todd Gurley, he won't be there.
He won't be there.
He won't. Well, they got Yeldon, Abdullah, maybe that Duke Johnson. They should go on that range.
Anybody can look at a list of running backs and name names, but to answer your question,
yes.
Sure. If there's a running back they like, I think after they set their board, and you listen to what Ryan Pace said about trying to take the best players they can find. And one luxury about needing everything is they can do that. They don't have to reach positionally. He said it.
Yeah, I don't like Kadeem Carey very much, so I think they're going to do it anyway. And I don't think you're going to make any huge offer to Matt Forte to stick around. So it would be actually a critical pick if you can be right about a running back. Yeah, I think they're looking. Sure. No doubt in my mind they are.
We're going to talk to Matt Yoder of offannouncing.com in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Starting Monday, Jason Goff returns to the score, becoming Matt Spiegel's new partner in the middays.
Goff has been in the building 10 minutes. He's already turning Jay Zawoski against me.
Well, it wasn't hard. You know, your last two partners kind of were nicer guys than you.
I'm just trying to stay afloat, man.
And I'm just trying to be manly.
That's M-A-N-L-Y.
The new Spiegel and Goff Show starting Monday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports. This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii 5-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
It's funny coming from you.
And even.
Booyah.
Jerry.
You make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii 5-0, CBS Friday. CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday. The downhill run of the season begins with a single step.
into Viking Ski Shop, where right now their midwinter clearance sale means you'll save on all 2014 and 2015 ski and snowboard equipment. Viking Ski Shop is known far and wide for their selection. And right now, you'll find all that great gear at incredible markdowns. Skis, snowboards, bindings, and more. Clearance priced. All the latest styles of clothing, parkas, sweaters, fleece, and pants, 20 to 40% off. Gloves, goggles, sunglasses, and other accessories, clearance priced. And everything comes with that famous Viking fit. Service and selection for 48 years. Shop Viking's midwinter clearance sale and make the rest of the season better for a whole lot less. Viking Ski Shop. Start here, and there's no telling where you'll end up. Save now during Viking's midwinter sale. 3422 West Fullerton in Chicago and 131 West Northwest Highway in Barrington. Or call 773-276-1222.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.